This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, July 14th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Scoop. Sides meet in Mexico dispute. USDA's farm input forecast analyzed, and Thai heads to Kenya. U.S. and Mexico delegations discuss biotech case. There are signs of movement in that high-stakes dispute between the U.S. and Mexico over its ban on biotech corn. A government official tells AgriPulse that the U.S. and Mexican delegation have met under the USMCA dispute settlement process. The meeting demonstrates that progress is being made in the dispute proceedings over Mexico's efforts to block imports of genetically modified white corn. Tom Hague, president of the National Corn Growers Association, tells AgriPulse he's pleased to see progress. "We're happy to hear that they're meeting and they're discussing the dispute," Hague said. "That's positive news for American corn farmers." The Biden administration demanded dispute consultations with Mexico on June 2nd after technical consultations failed. White House holds listening session on competition. White House and USDA officials met with representatives of 16 farm groups and other organizations yesterday to talk about the need for more competition in agriculture. According to a White House readout, the administration officials, quote, expressed support for further legislative action to protect farmers and ranchers from abuse, promote competition, and make our supply chains more diverse and resilient. And they noted that they are encouraged to see this is an area of bipartisan interest. The groups represented at the meeting included the American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Farmers Union, and the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. Senate Ag GOP. Farm input costs still high. The Republican side of the Senate Agriculture Committee is using fresh data from USDA to make the case that farm input costs are still elevated by historical standards, even if they've come off last year's highs. According to an analysis by the committee's GOP staff, USDA's first cost of production forecast for 2024 shows that input costs will be the third highest on record and, quote, only slightly lower than the record high reached in 2022. USDA is projecting fertilizer and chemical costs to decline next year, but other expenses, including seed costs, will be higher. The report notes that fertilizer costs 78% higher this year than in 2020, and that pesticide expenses are up 66%. Why it matters? Well, farm groups are pushing for increases in price loss coverage reference prices, citing higher input costs. Senators eye farm bill to advance ag automation. A new bipartisan proposal for the next farm bill is aimed at spurring the use of artificial intelligence to mechanize the production of fruits and vegetables. A marker bill being introduced by Senators Marco Rubio of Florida and John Ossoff of Georgia would authorize USDA to prioritize research grants for AI and for advanced mechanized harvester technologies. Keep in mind, the bill would not mandate new funding for automation research, which has been a priority for specialty crop producers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. More farm bill proposals roll in. The Gus Schumacher Nutrition Incentive Program, or GUSNIP, and USDA's Produce Prescription Program support the purchase of fresh fruits and vegetables, but not frozen ones. Senators John Cornyn of Texas and Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico proposing to make frozen fruits and vegetables eligible. Meanwhile, more than 600 farm, food, and health leaders sent a letter to House and Senate Agriculture Committee leaders asking for some changes to GSNP. One of their requests is to reduce or eliminate the non-government one-to-one match requirement. The Democratic bill being introduced in the House and the Senate, the Local School Foods Expansion Act, would require USDA to set up a pilot program in at least 14 participating states for schools to buy locally grown fruits and vegetables with federal school lunch funding. Senate Ag members Sherrod Brown of Ohio and Peter Welch of Vermont are among the sponsors. EPA sued over lack of endangered species consultation on RFS. EPA is being sued for failing to conduct formal Endangered Species Act consultation with federal wildlife agencies about the impacts of its latest biofuel usage mandates. The Center for Biological Diversity says EPA should have reviewed how endangered species would be affected by land conversion as well as pesticide and fertilizer use. CBD says the agency only asked to consult with the agencies on May 19, 4 days after completing work on the rule, which was then formally published this week. EPA says in the rule that the renewable volume obligations are not likely to adversely affect listed species and critical habitat. But the agency says it planned to proceed with informal consultation under the ESA and could revise it if necessary. U.S. Trade Representative Tai heads to Kenya next week. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai will be in Kenya for 3 days next week, and she'll be working to ensure both countries are still moving forward on the United States-Kenya Strategic Trade and Investment Partnership, a senior USTR official told reporters yesterday. The office of the USTR has said previously that the deal would improve agriculture trade by addressing non-tariff trade barriers. Kenya has since ended its ban on growing and importing genetically modified crops. USTR officials said last year that Kenya's tariffs won't be on the negotiating table. U.S. rice exports face a 35% ad valorem tariff, about $200 a metric ton in Kenya, that according to the USA Rice Federation. U.S. putting $100 million into improving African soil and farm management. The U.S. providing $100 million to the Feed the Future program to help farmers in Africa save their yields and produce crops in the face of climate change. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the funding will go toward, quote, mapping and analyzing soils, promoting better farm management, and mitigating drought effects. It will also foster crop varieties resilient to climate change, pest, extreme weather, and variable rainfall. Well, here's today's He Said It. We ought to be insisting on the best possible farm bill that we can create. And if we can get it right, we can all celebrate. If we can't, we may need to push the pause button. That Representative Jim McGovern, the Massachusetts Democrat, at the roundtable held by the Democratic Farm Bill Task Force. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, July 14th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.